This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story.
A former Australian Defence Force member has today been arrested and will be charged with 5 counts of war crime murder after a joint investigation between the Office of the Special Investigator and the AFP.
On Tuesday, Australia's most decorated living soldier, Ben Robert Smith, was arrested at Sydney Airport and taken into custody to be charged with 5 counts of the war crime of murder.
It will be alleged the victims were not taking part in hostilities at the time of their alleged murder in Afghanistan. It will be alleged the victims were detained, unarmed, and were under the control of ADF members when they were killed.
The charges carry a maximum penalty of life in prison.
It will be alleged the victims were shot by the accused or shot by subordinate members of the ADF in the presence of and acting on the orders of the accused.
His arrest comes nearly 3 years after a federal court judge found in a civil defamation trial that the Victoria Cross recipient, on the balance of probabilities, was responsible for the murder of 4 unarmed civilians while serving with the SAS in Afghanistan. He appealed that decision all the way to the High Court but was unsuccessful and has continued to deny the allegations.
Operation Emerald Argon began in 2021 and is a joint investigation between the Office of the Special Investigator and the AFP. It has been a complex investigation that has been undertaken thoroughly and meticulously.
Now, the former soldier whose portrait and uniform remain displayed in the Australian War Memorial's Hall of Valour will face a criminal court. Today, senior reporter for Guardian Australia, Ben Doherty, on the war crime charges against Ben Robert Smith.
Full Story is supported by CommBank. CommBank is dedicated to using the latest tech to create real change. From utilising agentic AI to outsmart cybercrime, to solving complex problems at scale, their teams support more than 17 million Australians every day. And you could be part of it. CommBank is looking for senior technologists to help influence strategy, security, and innovation across one of Australia's leading tech environments. If you're a curious mind who thrives on collaboration and is eager to engineer real impact, search CommBank Tech Careers.
Ben, welcome back to Full Story.
Good to be with you, Noor.
This news today is huge. What was your initial reaction learning that Ben Robert Smith was arrested and charged for war crimes by Australian Federal Police?
You're right. This is extraordinary news and shocking news in lots of ways, but also, if it's possible, not unexpected. You know, we have been expecting at some point that the AFP were going to arrest Ben Robert Smith and charge him with crimes. We didn't know when that would happen or exactly what they would be, but today has been that day. I think what perhaps is most extraordinary and most shocking about this is when you think about where this man has come from, to the most lionized soldier of his generation, the Victoria Cross, medals on his chest, parades in his honour, all sorts of honours and recognition and positions in significant places and powerful benefactors. This man who was idealised as the kind of almost the living embodiment of the Anzac legend, if you will, to being arrested at an airport as he gets off a plane and charged with these most extraordinary series of crimes, the war crime of murder, each of which carries a potential life sentence.
Mm. He was taken into custody on Tuesday morning. What do we know about how police executed that arrest?
What we know is that at Sydney Domestic Airport, he was emerging from a plane from Queensland. We understand he may have been with members of his family, but we're not certain of that. And he was arrested by AFP at the airport He has been taken into custody, as you say. He's expected, we're speaking on Tuesday afternoon, it's expected that he'll face court for a bail application sometime this afternoon. We're not exactly sure where that will happen or how that will happen, but that's a procedural matter that we can expect. We know that he's been charged with 5 war crimes. He's been charged with 5 counts of murder relating to 3 incidents in Afghanistan between 2009 and 2012.
Mm. The Australian Federal Police Commissioner, Chrissy Barrett, and Ross Barnett from the Office of the Special Investigator, they spoke about the nature of the criminal charges he now faces. What are they alleging?
We're in a really interesting position here and a very delicate situation legally, so we're going to be careful what we talk about, but we're in an interesting position in that we've heard a lot about these allegations because of the defamation case that's come before it. And we need to mention that the criminal standard of proof is much higher than it is for a civil case. So in the defamation case, those allegations of murder, of killing unarmed civilians had to be proven to the balance of probabilities. So you might think of that as a sort of 50-50. In a criminal case, as everybody knows, beyond reasonable doubt. So the burden of proof, the threshold of proof is much, much higher in this criminal case. But we have heard about these allegations before. 2 of these charges relate to deaths that occurred in April 2009 at a place called Kakarak, a compound known as Whiskey 108, which was being raided by Australian troops. 2 men were found hiding there in a tunnel, an old man and a man with a prosthetic leg.
Mm.
Ben Robert Smith is alleged to have been involved in both of those deaths. The prosthetic leg notoriously was souvenired by another soldier. It was taken back to the on-base bar that the SAS had called the Fat Lady's Arms, and there were pictures of SAS members drinking out of this. It was this sort of ghoulish, trophy of war. Another charge of murder that's been made against Ben Robert Smith today relates to a death on the 11th September 2012 in Darwan Village. Now, that was probably the most high profile of the allegations that were brought against Ben Robert Smith by The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald and the Canberra Times. This related to the death of a man called Ali Jan, who was taken into custody, was handcuffed, and then was kicked off a cliff, allegedly by Ben Robert Smith, who then ordered a junior soldier to kill him, to shoot him dead. There are 2 other allegations in Siachar, which is also in Uruzgan province in southern Afghanistan, where 2 prisoners were alleged shot. And Ben Robert Smith is alleged to have been involved in both of those deaths. Interestingly, during the defamation trial, we heard evidence about the Siachar mission from Andrew Hastie, who was then the Assistant Minister for Defence, is now a very senior member of the opposition. He was on that mission. Mm. He was part of that mission and gave significant evidence around it. These cases take a long time. These are very difficult cases to bring. Gathering evidence is incredibly difficult, particularly since the fall of Kabul in 2021. Investigators can't go to these villages, can't visit these places, can't interview people. Gathering enough information to meet that very high threshold of evidence, of proof beyond reasonable doubt, is very difficult. So we've heard a lot of allegations about Ben Robert Smith. We've heard a lot of allegations about other soldiers. These are the 5 that the OSI, the Office of Special Investigator, believe they've got enough evidence, and they've passed a brief to the Director of Public Prosecutions, and those charges have been laid.
Ben, these charges are the culmination of a 5-year-long investigation. Ross Barnett said that they had faced challenges, they'd faced complications getting to this point. How difficult has it been for investigators to piece together this information, to gather the evidence required to then lay these charges?
I think these are really difficult charges. And for all of the reasons we've discussed, geography, getting to Afghanistan now is impossible since the fall of Kabul and its return to the control of the Taliban. Finding people, language barriers, it is a long time. It's more than a decade since these alleged offences occurred. Memories fade, people die, people move. You can't gather the evidence you previously could. There's also something of an inertia around the SAS, and this is something that we learned during the defamation case, is that there's an unwritten rule, and in fact it's explicit in lots of ways, that you don't talk about what goes on. And lots of soldiers who gave evidence in that defamation case had to be subpoenaed to give evidence. They were very reluctant to be there. But some of the most critical evidence in this and that we've heard previously, and this was mentioned by the AFP today, has come from other very brave members of the SAS, members of the Australian Defence Force, who saw things being done that they believed were wrong and spoke out at great risk to themselves, at great risk to their careers and their standing. But they saw things they thought were not right and they spoke out. And I think those brave soldiers need to be remembered at this time, but also the victims of this. There are families without fathers. There are wives without husbands in all of this. These are incredibly serious crimes.
The families of the alleged victims, they've been waiting a long time for justice. Have they been informed of these developments? Do we know?
Look, we don't know for sure, but I suspect the families will begin to find out largely through sort of unofficial channels and connections. This is very significant news here, but it's also significant news in Afghanistan. People have been waiting a long time for justice, and these families have been seeking it. We know that family members and other people from the villages where these alleged events occurred gave evidence in the defamation trial, and part of their reason for doing that was they wanted to see justice for their friends and family members and loved ones.
Of course, the charges laid against Ben Robert Smith are historic, but what else did we learn about the status of other war crimes investigations that have been underway?
So Ben Robert Smith is the second SAS soldier who served in Afghanistan to be charged with the war crime of murder. Oliver Schultz was the first, and his case is currently working its way through the courts. These will run for a long time, these trials. I would expect it would be a couple of years before we see this trial come before a court. The Office of Special Investigator updated us today saying they'd started 53 investigations involving allegations of war crimes by Australian Defence Force members in Afghanistan. 39 of those have been discharged. They've looked at those, they've investigated those, and haven't been able to build a brief of evidence. We've had charges, as we know, against Oliver Schultz and against Ben Robert Smith today. The OSI say there are 10 investigations that are still ongoing.
Ben, as you've mentioned, allegations first publicly emerged against Ben Robert Smith back in 2017. Then in 2023, he lost a civil defamation case against The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. Can you remind us of what the judge in that case ruled and the allegations that were printed by those papers?
So there's been a lot happening. In 2016, there were these persistent and well-sourced rumours around wrongdoing by Australian Defence Force personnel, particularly around Special Forces. And so the Brereton Inquiry was commenced. And that ran for 4 years between 2016 and 2020. In 2018, we had the newspapers, The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald and the Canberra Times publish these allegations, initially not naming Ben Robert Smith, but then naming Ben Robert Smith as the perpetrator of these alleged offences. So these allegations have played out over a long time. In 2020, we heard from the Brereton Report, which reported and found that there was credible evidence of 39 murders of unarmed civilians involving about 25 Australians. So we've had this in the background of Australia's involvement in the Afghan war for a long time now. And we are seeing finally some criminal charges emerge from that. Where that goes, where those trials end up, and the sorts of penalties they're handed down, that will wait. Again, throughout all of this, Ben Robert Smith has vociferously maintained his innocence, defended his reputation in court and through the media. And of course, he has only been charged. He hasn't been convicted, and he is entitled, as everybody is, to the presumption of innocence until he's found guilty.
He has remained defiant despite the judgment against him. He now faces the possibility of life in prison if found guilty. Have we heard from him, his lawyers, or some of his high-profile supporters since his arrest?
This has been a key part of this entire saga, is that Ben Robert Smith mounting this defamation case, the public discussion around the allegations against him have occurred with a backdrop of significant support for Ben Robert Smith. People like Kerry Stokes have backed him and bankrolled him and believed him. Tony Abbott has been a vociferous supporter, saying that in Afghanistan, soldiers fought bravely and well for a just cause, and that some of them have been subject to a form of persecution by the country they served. Pauline Hanson has been a very public supporter of Ben Robert Smith. Sometimes the argument there is made that things happen in war, bad things happen in war. We shouldn't question the way soldiers go about doing their often very dangerous, very difficult job. But there are laws to war, and Australian soldiers know that. They are well trained in that. There are laws guiding what you are allowed to do and what you are not allowed to do on the battlefield, and that's what's at stake here, and that's what's been alleged by these charges, that the people killed here were not allowed to be killed and they were murdered.
We'll be right back. Ben, what happens now? How will this criminal case differ from the civil trial?
Things will move slowly. Certainly from the outside, they will appear that way. Ben Robert Smith will appear before a magistrate and will apply for bail. It's expected that decision will be made, and then the machinations will begin towards mentions and appearances before we finally get a trial date. I wouldn't expect that perhaps for a couple of years. These things will take a long time to work through. This will be a very complex case. Lots of witnesses brought from all over, and there is going to be ample time afforded to him to defend these very, very serious charges. Again, to stress, just because the defamation case found that these murders were proven, they were proven to the civil standard of the balance of probabilities. And the judge in that case, Justice Anthony Bosanco, found that Ben Robert Smith had committed four murders in that case, including Whiskey 108 and Darwan, those two very high-profile murders that I think most people will remember. The bar is much higher for a criminal case. The threshold is beyond reasonable doubt, so there will need to be significant evidence brought, and this is all going to take a long time to pull together before we get what I expect would be a very long trial.
Still a long way to go, Ben, but how much would you say this is a testament to the power of investigative journalism?
I think it's impossible to underestimate the significance that continued, dogged, principled journalism played in this case. This has been a key part of it. Yes, these rumours were around, there were investigations ongoing, but the media pressure, I do think, has had a significant bearing on the reason why Ben Robert Smith is facing charges today and why others might in future. I think this is a hugely important element of accountability. Australian soldiers go to war with our flag on their shoulders, with our money, fighting a war, justly or not, in our name. Australians have a right to expect that they uphold the laws of war and behave honourably. And when that is not met, then there should be justice.
Ben Doherty, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
That was senior reporter for Guardian Australia, Ben Doherty. You can follow the latest developments on the arrest of Ben Robert Smith on theguardian.com, and we've linked to the latest articles on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Daniel Simo and Alison Chan. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. If you like this episode, don't forget you can subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.